The Northwest is on the verge of becoming a gateway for crude oil. Three different developers have plans to use docks on Grays Harbor, Washington, to transfer crude oil from trains to ships. Other projects are getting off the ground in Tacoma, Vancouver, British Columbia, and on the Lower Columbia River. There was a huge turnout Wednesday night at an introductory public workshop in Aberdeen, Washington. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports, the response indicates crude by rail may be the region's next big environmental controversy.
There's a growing glut of oil in North Dakota, eastern Montana, and Canada. It's part of the shale drilling revolution, which promises to turn North America from an energy importer to an exporter. Pipelines can't keep up with the gusher of production. Port of Grays Harbor CEO Gary Nelson says that creates new opportunities in places that could use them.
In this community, we've certainly had our ups and downs with sawmills and pulp mills, up and down and up and down. So you can never, I guess, sit back on your laurels. You've always got to be looking for the next new thing.
Nelson spoke to a standing room only audience in Aberdeen, Washington. The crowd was testy, some not necessarily seeing the big opportunity part of receiving crude oil by train and transferring it onward on tankers and barges. Around the sides of the meeting hall, a trio of prospective crude oil terminal operators handed out literature and fielded questions.
What refineries are you planning on feeding this oil to?
Other people asked about oil spill response, rail congestion, how many jobs would be created, and how big the oil tankers could be. In many respects, this event represents a public coming out for a business opportunity that's catching the eye of multiple Northwest ports and companies. Listen to this roll call. Near Klatskanai, Oregon, a Massachusetts firm just paid $95 million for a newly established crude oil terminal on the Columbia River. In Tacoma, the port just approved an expansion of the Targa Sound Terminal so it can receive crude and other liquids by rail. Up in British Columbia, energy giant Kinder Morgan plans to greatly expand its pipeline and Vancouver terminal to supply Asian markets. In Hoquiam, Washington, U.S. Development Group proposes to build an oil terminal. Separately nearby, the owner of a biodiesel refinery wants to diversify into crude oil shipping. Add Aberdeen, and you've got six potential crude oil terminals in the Northwest versus having just one half a year ago.
And then off to the left of the four tanks that you see there is where we're going to build the four new tanks.
On the Aberdeen waterfront, Westway Terminal Company Vice President Robbie Johnson explains why this place appeals to his company.
Grays Harbor is really in the catbird seat for handling crude by rail. It's very close to deep water. It's a very desirable location. It's very pro-business. Labor is available here. We're very, very excited about this.
Johnson says federal law bans the export of U.S. crude oil to foreign countries, so he expects the customers for the crude rolling our way will be coastal refineries in California and Northwest Washington.
We are very good stewards of the environment. We have not had spills. We're very, very careful.
But the potential for spills is just what they're worried about across the bay. Cannery workers are shucking freshly harvested razor clams at Brady's Oysters. Co-owner Corey Engvall says his seafood company also cultivates about 30 acres of oyster beds in Grays Harbor.
There's been a large record of oil being spilled everywhere it's transported. So, you know, it makes us very, very nervous, and we do not like the idea at all.
Corey's dad, Brady Engvall, is the business's namesake. He previously opposed a plan to export coal from Grays Harbor. That's now shelved. He argues crude would be worse.
This is just a risk that we can't afford to take.
Others around the harbor weigh the risks and benefits differently. As of last month, Grays Harbor County had an unemployment rate of 12.4%. That's the second highest among Washington counties. The crude terminal developers in this area say they've received wide support from local elected officials hungry for new family wage jobs. I'm Tom Bonzi in Aberdeen.